Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Liberty University. They said that they believe that students should be able to bear arms to protect themselves. If you'd like to get in on this topic, the number is 657-383-0967. Once again, the number is 657-383-0967. If you've never been to the show, we have the archive, and we have the chat room, and we have episodes that will be coming closer to you because we haven't been here for a while, so we want to make sure we bring you some more exciting entertainment since the new year will be kicking in very soon. It was a little bit of fallback. A lot of people was losing family members, so we had to take a pause for the cause for a very long time. But now that we're back on the grind, we're going to be having people that are novelists, singers, rappers, people that do businesses that's going to be coming through, so definitely check us out. You can check us out at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. Once again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. If you've never been to Blog Talk, it's basically internet radio, and people can set up accounts to do like their own shows. So it's like universal as opposed to just being your city or your state or wherever you're at. So if you ever want exposure or if you ever want to talk to people from all around, then this is the place to be. And before we get into the show, I have some music I want to play for you that I think will relate to tonight's topic. It's called Patiently Waiting, featuring 50 Cent and Eminem on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Hey, Em, you know you're my favorite white boy, right? I owe you for this one.
I've been patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass to get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
I'm medicine in my head, like a baby bone dead. Destination heaven. Sitting politics with passengers from 9/11. The Lord's blessings leave me lyrically inclined. Shit, I ain't even got to try to shine. Guards and seamstress that tailor fitted my pain. I got scriptures in my brain, I can spit at your name straight out the good book. Look, niggas is shook. 50 fear no man, warrior. Sweet swords like Conan. Pissing me, pen and hand, writing lines, knowing the source of quoted. When I die, they'll read this and say a genius wrote it. I grew up without my pop, should that make me bitter? I caught cases, I copped out, does that make me a quitter? In this white man's world, I'm similar to a squirrel. Looking for a slut with a nice butt to get a nut. If I get shot today, my phone will stop ringing again. These industry niggas ain't friends, they know how to pretend.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
You've been patiently waiting to make it through all the hate and debating whether or not you can even weather the storm. On the table, they operating to save you. It's like an angel came to you, say from the heavens above.
They think they're crazy, but they ain't crazy. Let's face it, shit, basically they just playing sick days. Shit, they ain't saying shit, spraying 50. A to the K, get in the way, I bring drain. Them with me and turn this day into fucking mayhem. You staying with me? Don't let me lose you, I'm not trying to confuse you. When I let loose with this Uzi and just shoot through your Isuzu. You get the message, am I getting through to you? You know what's coming, you motherfuckers don't even know, do you? Sprinkle a little big yellow top. What the fuck do you got? You got the realest and illest killers tied up in a knot. The juggernaut to this rap shit, like it or not. It's like a fight to the top just to see who died for the spot. You put your life in this, nothing like surviving a shot. Y'all know what time it is, soon as 50 signs on his dot. Shit, what you know about death threats? Cause I get a lot. City Records was 80 seconds away from the towers. Them cowards fought with the wrong building. They meant to hit ours, better evacuate all children. You're now about to witness the power of fucking
patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You get stunned if you want, and your ass will get feels like my blues been hot for so long. Thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Run squad, here all of the shots go off. It's 50, 60, it's 50. See a nigga laid out with his fucking top blown off. It's 50, man, that wasn't 50. Don't holler my name. Those stones if you live in a glass house. And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth, cause I'll break your face. Have your ass running, mumbling to the J. You're going as me, dog. You're making a mistake. I split your leader looking like the Michael Jackson jackets with all them zippers. I'm the boss on this boat. You can call me Skipper. The way I turn the money over, you should call me Flipper. Your bitch a regular bitch. You calling her wifey. I fucked and feed her fast food. You keeping her icy. I'm down to sell records, but not my soul. Snoop said this in 94. We don't love them hoes. I got pennies for my thoughts. Now I'm rich. See the 20 spinning looking mean on his face. Niggas wearing flags, cause the colors match their clothes. They get caught in the wrong hood. It fills up with hoes, motherfucker.
Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong. Patiently waiting for a track to explode on. You can stun if you want, and your ass will get rolled on. It feels like my flow's been hot for so long. You thinking I'ma fucking fall off, you're so wrong.
Anybody that wants to be interviewed on the show, you can check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy and drop me a note in my inbox, or you can hit me up on my Facebook, which is Kyami Naji, KEYAMENIJI, or you can hit me up directly in my email. All you gotta do is hit me up at DISBEME97@yahoo.com. And what I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures. And why do I need this? So I can make you a professional flyer, ask you the right questions, and try to get you paid. And then saying that, also, there's a minimal fee of $25, because sometimes I know people, they, like, forget things, or they'll try to call at the very last second, or they just won't show up. So at least to say, if I'm putting in work and trying to help you out, the least I can say is offer a minimal fee of my time and expertise. Because, you know, when you make it to the big towns, people are going to be charging you like thousands of dollars. So that's what I do. I do make an exception for, like, if there's an emergency, because we know life happens, or maybe you're just not prepared, or you just don't feel like doing it at night. So it can be 24-hour notice, or at the very least 2-hour notice that I can reschedule you for a later time. But, on that note, now we're about to get into the show. I'm about to bring on my co-host, Tiffany. Hey, Tiff, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm all right, and you?
I'm doing gravy and biscuits, gravy and biscuits. So how you been watching the news lately?
Actually, I haven't, because every time I turn around, it's something. And it's not positive. And, you know, in my neck of the woods right now, all they keep talking about is the police officer that's on trial for the guy, Freddie Gray, that got killed months ago. So one of the 6 officers, the first one, is up on trial now. So that's all we're talking about.
Well, this might blow you away. For anybody that's going to school, I just want y'all to know, I'm going to say the name of the school tonight, so you know where not to go, or if you want to go, just remember that so long as you're 21 and up, what's going to be said. Tiff, what do you think about at a university that you're going to school for? You know, usually you have to pay for your tuition, you pay for your books, and, you know, you might have, like, your student lunch fee and, you know, doing traveling and stuff like that. What if they told you you could carry guns on school property.
No. I don't agree with that.
Well, at Liberty University, which is out in Lynchburg, Virginia, they say they are permitting students to carry firearms for protection.
My thing is this. You have people that are years experience with dealing with firearms and accidents happen. So how you think it's going to be when you have a lot of kids that are young in age, what, 18,
19, 20, 21? Well, no, they can't do it. They said you must be 21 and up in order to use the gun. So that means freshmen, juniors, and sophomores, you're just short out of luck. You better hope they have security for you.
They're not short out of luck because, you know, like I know how peer pressure is and how friends are. So it could be someone younger that may be popular, and the one that's 21, 22, whatever, can have the gun, and the younger one could be like, come on, come on, I'll let you hang around me to be in the in crowd. You'd be surprised. Just because someone young don't mean they can't get it. Influence, easily influenced. That's all I'm going to say. I wouldn't recommend it. It's not safe. It's not healthy. It's too much that could go wrong with the situation. And when you're dealing with young kids, that's young, they're kids, period. Anything really under 25 is still a kid to me. They are easily influenced by their peers, anything. And you know how
well,
to get stressed
about the school
out
president.
And having suicidal thoughts. And no, it's not good.
Well, let's talk about the school president because he's the one that brought this up. In Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty University will soon end a rule that prohibits students from bringing firearms into residence halls. The school's president said Wednesday in what he described as a measure to increase campus safety. President Jerry Falwell Jr. made the announcement here to a gathering of 7,000 students at the Evangelical Christian School. Now, remember this, y'all. This is Evangel Christian School, and this is a university in Lynchburg, Virginia. Drawing heavy applause on Friday, Falwell had urged eligible students to get training from the school authorities to enable them to have a permit to conceal a weapon. He said if more people carry concealed weapons at Liberty, it would help the school deter attacks such as the recent mass shooting in San Bernardino, Florida, that left 14 people dead and wounded. I take very seriously my responsibility to keep you safe in an increasingly dangerous world, Falwell said. As he spoke, Falwell was carrying a small pistol in his back pocket. Remember once again, y'all, this is a Christian school, a university in Lynchburg, Virginia, advising students to carry guns. And not only that, he was holding a pistol in his back pocket, which he later showed
wow.
to a reporter. Liberty has allowed students, faculty, and staff who have the proper state permits to carry concealed guns on campus since 2011. Falwell also said he's taken in response to 2007, the massacre at Virginia Tech. He obtained a permit himself in 2013. Under Virginia law, residents may obtain a concealed carry permit if they are 21 and older. And that's what I was talking about, the people being younger. Like I said, if you had, 14,000 students, or let's say 9,000 students carrying guns, and about 5,000 not able to carry a gun, it's like, hey, how about one day they'd be like, hey, you talk to my girl, bam. Or, hey, you know, I saw you try to do something, bam, let me take you out. Or how about one day they just be like, you know, school costs too much, and these professors have been getting on my last nerve. Since they already got the weapon on them,
wow.
they can shoot the professor in the class. So what do y'all say to
yeah.
something like that?
Or they could bribe them, knowing the person.
Right.
You know, money short. Hey, let me pay you such and such to hold it for an hour or two. Anything can happen. And like I said, kids have so emotional, suicidal thoughts, all types of things. Why would you... Even, I just don't understand. I want to know, like, do you have kids? You know, like.
I want to know, when have you ever went to a school whether you was in middle school, elementary school, high school, community college, doctoring school, when have you ever seen your president or principal or dean or anybody that has been a leader at a school pull out a gun and then say, hey, let's just all have a party and make sure we look out for one another? How you know who the bad guy? You really believe every last student was just like, hey, yeah, you know, I've been good this whole time. You know, I got your back. You know, we're going to look out for each other. We got this. Shoot, that'd be the same
well,
one.
I
might be
as though,
part of a cult or something.
Right. I feel as though the community needs to get together. The parents need to get together. Sign a petition. Have them step down. Because it's going to be a lot of reckless acts and situations that happen. And he's going to be accountable for. Like, it's too much that could go wrong with that situation. I don't agree with it at all.
Well, ironically, he had a lot of people agree with him. They said they heard what he said. They took into his request. And they expect to improve this in the coming days. So, this is what they're looking forward to at Liberty University.
Okay. Hold on right now. But let me say this much. Anybody can have a firearm. Anyone can shoot a gun. When you're trained to shoot, yeah, they're showing you a little target, this, that. Okay, I done shot a gun. It was nothing. But you don't know what your reaction going to be until you're in a situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know how to shoot a gun. But I never been where something was harming me or I felt threatened to use one. I don't know how I'm going to react when I might panic, you know. People panic, drop the gun, wind up shooting yourself. Is the safety going to be on it? Like, it's too much that could go wrong. Like, I just don't understand.
That's shoot the
crazy.
Wrong person,
now
their family
going to
be coming after you.
Exactly.
And if
like
they
ain't
with y'all permitting people to carry
gun,
guns on the campus.
You can drop a gun and it shoot off, ricochet, hit this, hit that, go through you, somebody else. Like, you know, they be like, oh, one bullet. One bullet can take out two lives. Is it going to go right through you? Not even really take out a life. It could hit your arm and go through somebody else's body. So you just don't know the effect of what's going
on. How about they
happen.
Run for the road and everybody got guns, so they're all shooting at that person at the same time and shooting cars coming down the road? Like, that's again,
I right, that's what I'm saying. When you're in that target practice, you're just aiming, shooting, this is that. That ain't the same as somebody up on you, somebody bum rushing you, somebody coming to you, threatening you. You're going to react a total, you're going to react differently.
And then remember when we had that sniper attack after 9/11, you would even be able to detect where that person was coming from because they were just shooting at random places. So how about
right,
you start trying
they
to
was laid low
in
the car, had the little peek hole out. You ain't know where it was coming from. We ain't prepared for none of that. And not to sound prejudiced, but at the end of the day, you couldn't have told me that that was a black man.
Yeah. Well, the stupid part was another thing. Everybody just talking about look for a white van, and you look like, you really think this person going to stay in that same thing? He just said, be on the lookout.
Right,
and this person is like number already in DMV. But yeah, it's been a lot of wild stuff going on. Did you see the other one when they was talking about the kids cut out eyes and pillowcases and put over their heads? Talking about they're supposed to be a ghost of Christmas, but they actually look like the Ku Klux Klan?
No. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's called Citadel Cadet Seen with Pillowcases Over Their Heads.
Okay, but did they have, like, the cone head?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. Because I was about to say, if it's just a sheep with the eyes, I'm going to think of a ghost. But no, you got the little cone head. That's KKK all day. Well, I just, some of these parents just don't think, like, it's just stupid all the way around. all the way around.
What do you think? This might be leading up to more extreme measures. You think they're going to start going back to, like, how they deal with Baltimore when they try to do martial law? Or do you think we're going to start going towards the purge theory? Because if you allow guns up to school, where else are you going to allow guns? Because, I mean, look at what's happened. Movie theaters don't have no protection, so anybody can walk up in there at any time and just do a mass shooting. And you got the thing with the church and what happened. They could rob a church and try to get the foot of money.
People
I mean, it's like everybody's just trying to see what they can do. Yeah, but did you hear even that they said they was going to try to do like what they did in Paris? They talking about they might be doing that with Metro next.
Or, it's threats here in, I guess you want to say, the DMV area or whatever, from ISIS or whoever you want to call it. You know, it's just too much, right? To me, our main problem is as a country, and I understand we create allies and this and that, but every time something is going on with someone else, we can't just try to jump over there and take over and do this and do that when we ain't got stuff right in our own backyard. One, y'all become allies with these people, and then other people get offended because you ain't got nothing to do with it. And they are extremists. We're not built for that. You got them people over in them countries living in the desert, holes, rat holes. Not rat holes per se, but, you know, they got little tunnels under the dirt. We're not equipped for that. They can live all day and do this and do that. Like, we think we're supposed to send all our military people over there and this is that. No, like, it's, to me, it's a bit too much. And you're creating side deals where either you're on a country all these millions of dollars on a yearly range, or they own you. Like, it's just too much. And Paris, who would think Paris? Like, it ain't like it's Russia or, I don't think nothing negative of Paris. You know what I mean? Like, that's just crazy. But that's the world we live in. And then my thing is, with so many people here showing support for, like, I wasn't knocking it. I feel sorry for them, but it's still a lot going on here that, you know, it's still just a lot going on here that we can't even trust the people that we have in office for us, for our safety. You know, they talk about terrorists. No, it ain't always about the terrorists, because technically we got people that's in our home base that's just as bad. You know, they online talking to the terrorist people, doing this, do that, plotting and whatever, this or that. Like, you got people in your own neck of the woods that's going against you. So what does that say about your country? Something ain't right. Something is not right. And, like, all them little wars going to Iraq, Afghanistan, and all that, it divided so many families that it's sad. You know, young kids that didn't even have the correct military training is going overseas to fight for our country when their home base family is torn apart farther forward because, oh, you're saluting and you standing up for your country, fighting for it. Whereas the mother is like, no, my baby might not come back. And a lot of times they don't. Or if they come back, they mentally messed up, damaged. It's just, it's too much. It's too much.
Well, hold on for 1 second, Tiff. We're going to go into another music interlude. And for anybody that's in the chat room, you will lose sound after the next 5 minutes. We'll be going into overtime. The next song up is by The RZA, and it's entitled Tragedy on Deep Dark and Dirty.
Word up. Wu-Tang up in this joint. Wu-Tang forever. Wu-Tang. 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 Wu-Tang forever. Forever, who changed forever? The resurrect in your sector, from Shaolin to the holy city of Mecca. Yo, 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 assassination, vaccination.
assassination. Poor education, infatuation with Satan, world global nation taxation. Bible optic, microscopic, biological germ. Mad child, burglar on the market, captain of your starship. I never departed once I started to explore these regions that was uncharted. Leave your heart broken. Yo, I stand tall like buildings on Van Dyke or Mike. Beast spike like a noisy Ford train late night. Jace got New York for the life, we out of state. Can't smoke a bone in the staircase without getting chased. Penny candy poisonous rappers, best to chill or get your head gas. Lemon head, sour patch kids, best to grab a lifesaver. I drug break ya, Boston Baker. Then plant my sunflower seed on every square acre. The beauty of my nature shown through Sequoia or Mecca. When I made myself equality, known to my reflector. Stay in your playpen, boy, and battle for your formula and cries. You pacify this lullaby from the black butterfly. This metamorphosis as the king takes his office. Keep my planets in orbit, never forfeit or quit. Move forward, I talk with the awkward slang. I walk with the Wu-Tang. Heavy doors can't be held down by the laws of gravity. Watch for the alarm of the temple trying to plot your tragedy. A gain rank with the high fist who's at the banquet. But attempting to hijack the Wu-Tang mansion under his blanket. Can't interpret cause your brain is short circuit. This dumbness left your body numbness. Try to come amongst us. What's your angle, rectangle or triangle? As my truth the square drains you of your power, the death angel strangles you like a weed token, a helpless flower. You cower, you feel the power of the final shower.
To those that have kids, because no, I don't have none, but I do take care of plenty. If you're not feeling right about something towards your child, don't not say nothing, you know, and that's the problem with a lot of situations that we go through and stuff that's going on with kids. And Dre, you know, like I know, we done seen the stuff on YouTube, World Star, this is the way kids fighting their teachers or just being disrespectful, but a lot of the stuff stems from home. So we got to raise our kids better and stand up for them. That's what I got to say. January the 22nd, I will be having a Battle with a Sexist card game night in Baltimore. So hit me up on Facebook if you want to get tickets. It's $15. Free food, free drinks. You play cards, do trivia. 4 hours from 7 to 11. Just mingling with good people. Reach me on Facebook, TIFFINY Glad, and hit me up.
That's what's up. And once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. We're going to be having some more hot shows, hot topics. Friday night, I plan on having a show. It's going to be entitled act like a lady, but think like a pimp. So for all those people out there that's ever been having guys be freeloaders or try to come at you sideways or don't have no game, this is going to be the show for you. We not ever try to tell a woman how to look because, you know, women got a down pat. We already got no transformers trying to imitate and try to take over the show. But we're talking about when you're getting guys don't have nothing going on for them, and they try to take over your stuff. So they try to downgrade you when you have everything going on. So you're the benefit. So why are you letting this person run over you? So act like a lady and think like a pimp. And we're going to be coming back Saturday night at 11 p.m. to discuss that topic. Everybody have a great night. Be safe. And like I said, watch out for Liberty University. Because, you know, if you ever want to go to universities, everybody's be like, look online and get reviews and all this. But they never tell you the stuff that goes on in the school. So make sure you do your research before you go anywhere. Again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy, and I'm signing out for the night. Take care.
Good night.